We need three more. We need three more. Who's in? You're in. Kevin's in. All right. You're in. Come on up. One more. Come on. One more. Yes. Come on up. All right. So what's your name?
Christian.
This is Christian. This is Kevin. And what's your name?
Dave.
This is Dave. Kevin, Christian, Dave, making a mess. Probably we should disqualify him for that.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
All right. All right. That was easier. Is that the beer that made it easier to get our third round? Are you guys familiar with how the rules work?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
We'll go for it.
Okay. Wait to the punchline to raise your hand. Dan is the judge of who raises his hand first. I'll read the question. Don't raise your hand until I'm done with the punchline. The winner goes to the championship round, which is going to be after the next, which is after Kevin. All right. You guys ready?
Kevin's out. He's done. He moved his hand.
What's that? Keep your hands to your sides, please. And to yourself, by the way. Are you ready? Bike Work Collins, Larimer County Department of Health and Environment are co-hosting what event on March 23rd? A, Winter Bike to Work... What did I just say? Winter Bike to Work Day 2017. National Bike Summit, Bike Prom, or Pathways to Health? Christian. That's correct. We are co-hosting the Pathways to Health event. If you...
Excellent work.
If you work in public health or planning or engineering, we would love to have you there. BikeFortCollins.org/pathways. Actually, anybody's welcome, but particularly it'll be interesting to you if you're involved in the fields of planning or public health or bike advocacy. We're putting together a program that's essentially to help people that are professional practitioners in city planning and public health on how the built environment affects transportation and health equity. We're really excited about it. There's a longer version. I'll leave it at that. Are you guys ready? Oh, we got to give the coupon. So you could, Christian, is it Christian?
Yes.
Christian won first round. Okay. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? Colorado USAC road race calendar kicked off in Northern Colorado last week with the region's longest running road race. Was it A, Fort Collins Cycling Fest, B, the Frostbite Time Trial, C, Cross to the North, or D, the Risk Canyon Hill Climb? Christian again. Wait, was he... Did he jump the gun? What was your answer? Frostbite Time Trial is the correct answer. All right, you guys. All right.
Did any of you compete in the Frostbite Time Trial? That's got to be worth something.
What's that? He competed, that's true.
He was actually in the time trial.
That's true, he should get something for that. Yeah, we'll give him one for that. You get a point. He's the only one that actually rode it, so we'll give him one for that. All right. Yes? Oh, I don't know. That's up to you. That's up to you. So you find Kelly later. All right. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? Last Monday night at the Agave Room marked the 9th consecutive year of which stalwart North Colorado bike social event? Was it A, Fort Collins Cycling Fest, B, Risk Canyon Hill Climb, or C, Rio Swap? Rio Swap is the correct answer.
Excellent work.
I think we got that. All right. We're doing good there. All right, it was a Rio Swap. Was it 9? Am I right on that?
I think it was 9.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a fun time. So we got, what do we got? 1-2-1. All right. So we could have a win or we could have another tie, in which case we should all just go home. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? Last question? Oh, wait, we don't have any more questions. You win. That's Kevin. We only have 3 questions that round. We have a winner. I am not any good at this. So Christian wins this round. So he already... I'm going to make a note for next time to have 4 questions. So I'm going to introduce Kevin, actually. He's already up here. Kevin, you know what? I'm just going to let you tell your story. So we'll click through to your presentation.
All right, cool.
Boom. Have at it. Kevin Temple, ladies and gentlemen, Rio Racing.
Yeah. Now that we've got all the informative stuff out of the way, let's talk about a couple jackasses who rode across the country.
Got questions.
Questions, great. Well, yeah, by the way, open conversation. If anyone has any questions, feel free to stop me. Yeah, Dad, come on up. Yeah, so this is my dad, Jerome. And a few months ago, we rode our bikes across the Southern Tier route of America. It took 3 months, I think, about 3,500 miles, and a lot of time on the road, yeah, just to hang out with the old man. I forgot I was going. Oh, yeah, so if I want to hand this over to you, if you want to talk about how you got the idea or how you got started with the plan to do this ride.
Sure. It goes back to about 1969 or 1970 when 10 speeds became available, if anybody can remember that. So I had a Huffy Sportster, and I just fell in love with that bike. because you could kind of climb mountains or hills in Iowa or Minnesota. And it just never worked out because I had college, optometry school, a wife, children, bills. And finally, about 2 years ago, I sold my practice, so I had some extra time. So I just said, Kevin, how about we just drop off the grid for about 3 months and do a little bike ride across the country? And so he quit his job, and off we went. So that's kind of how it started.
Had you guys ridden together very much in the past?
Yeah, I mean, we figured we'd done this ride called Ragbri, this ride across Iowa. I mean, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're pretty much a professional Ragbrier. How many times have you done that now?
29.
29 years. So it was. Yeah. Pretty much. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we figured, like, oh, we can ride for a week, you know, without stopping, so we could do the country, you know. And
we got along pretty good during that.
Yeah, yeah, we knew we would get along pretty well, so we figured, yeah, why not, you know, and it was kind of a shock for sure, but I'll try to get into that on these slides. So this is the route we took, started in San Diego, rode our way east across basically the border of Mexico, and then found our way over to St. Augustine, Florida. Like I said, we started like Labor Day, finished just before Thanksgiving, so plenty. I think it was like 55 miles a day or something was the average. Yeah, so, you know, we weren't pushing it too hard, but we were just kind of having fun with it. I think, yeah, so we just kind of start from the beginning. The double chins of joy there. Yeah, so this is all of our stuff, basically. You know, we packed away sleeping bags, tents, mats, and everything. And
is that boxed wine?
That's definitely a box of wine. Yes. I don't know why that's there.
It's my kind of
tour. I think they got
tour.
Donated along the way. That was a little extra weight. I think Katie took that one. But drove the car out to San Diego, rented the car, dropped off, and, you know, I don't think either of us had really prepared for what was going to happen, and the weight of the situation really hit us when we like swung our leg over the bike for the first time in San Diego. You know, just 90 pounds and just, yeah. So I just thought like, what the hell did I get myself into? Jeez. But so we took off. One of the conditions, we see all sorts of weird stuff, but one of the conditions, I think, like for my mom, your wife, was that like I kind of keep track of everything and read a blog about it. And so I think like the first blog, I thought like, all right, well, like make this kind of cute and fun, whatever, you know, and do a little like find stoves on the side of the road and take pictures next to it. But I thought like, I'm going to get bored with that real quick. So I thought, you know what, like, why not have some fun with this? So... So I think there's definitely a period there where I'd hand my phone off to my dad. Dad, take a picture, but don't ask any questions. And then I'd run over and like pose and say, take a picture, you got it? No, just press the screen, don't turn the phone off. So, but yeah, that was weird. I think like the guys who were working there showed up like 15 seconds after I got off this thing and gave us some weird looks. But yeah, just kind of like... kind of just run off and like, you know, find some fun stuff to take pictures of and write about it. So yeah, that was crazy. Definitely. This is still in California, I think. So this is early on and it was still kind of fun at this point. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I need to sell this or something.
Like National Lampoons.
Yeah, that's right. Wrong national. But you know, yeah, it's still fun at this point. Like, I think we're still having a good time and like still finding stuff to have fun with until we get to the next slide. Oh no, never mind. Still having fun. Actually, this is the border of Mexico and there is a wall on the border of Mexico. And,
it's like a Bush administration.
I know. Yeah. It goes way back to Clinton. Yeah. He was the one who built this wall. So. We thought, I was really fascinated. I mean,
it's like a white picket fence.
Yeah, blown away. So yeah. So anyways, yeah, we were like still having fun, and until we like really get into the desert, and we realized like, you know, this is all one day, and it was like this awful day, 95 or 100 miles, and you know,
110 degrees.
110 degrees. There were no water stops, no towns between anything. And that was like when it really hit, like, oh, this might not be so fun. Like, we might die on this ride. So, yeah, I mean, the only time we found shelter was like these little crack houses or like ex-drug shacks. And this day, like, I had to like strap an extra 2.5 gallons in the front of my bike. And if anyone's ever experienced speed wobbles, it is absolutely terrifying because you have no control over it. But yeah, we had to camp out that night. We ended up almost, pretty much running out of water. And that's like, that's the first time I think I've ever like, seen death in your eyes. It's just like, one of us might not make it home. the voice was kind of like wispy and yeah, so. Like, we woke up the next morning, and the next water stop was 5 miles away, so we were just idiots about it, honestly.
Did you guys camp the majority of the time, or
we brought we brought everything, you know, tents, sleeping bags, mats, pillows, whatever. We camped out 3 times the whole trip.
I said I worked too hard all my life to camp out in 110-degree temperatures, so I'm just going to bite the bullet and get motels the rest of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Jerome drove all the way out from Iowa for this, so I think that deserves a round of applause.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah. But anyways, I forgot where we were. Yeah, so.
Thirsty.
Yeah, we're very thirsty for a lot of it. It was kind of a shock to the system, you know, once we got through the fun part, kind of like the honeymoon phase of the ride was over by the time we got to Arizona, basically, which was early on. But yeah, once this guy gets coffee in him, he's happy and ready to go. So we never had trouble with it. The nice thing I didn't say, we had this route map. So everything was kind of mapped out for us, and we had an idea of what we were going to look at every day, or what we're looking at for elevation gain and mileage. So it was such an easy way of doing it. But there was a few days where we knew we were going up against a really tough day. And I know you were like losing sleep over it because these days are going to be crazy, these days of climbing. And you thought, I don't know how I'm going to make it up all these hills. So like, you came up with the idea to hitchhike to the top. So. So we don't talk about it. So I would just kind of take off, and then you would wave down a random truck, and then toss your stuff in it, drive up to me, and then I'd just toss my bags in and then just ride my bike to the top. So the first day, you know, I was pretty happy with myself. I like made it all the way up the steep climb, and then I think the second time around you did that, I definitely wasn't feeling the same happiness. Yeah, I wasn't as happy about that. But such nice people. Like, you know, they didn't ask for anything. Like, it was probably the first or second car you waved down and they'd stop.
Yeah, each time, I think it was like probably the second or third pickup, you know, which there's thousands of pickups out there. And, but they picked me up and just got me to the top of the hill. And
yeah. Yeah, so they had like a meal ready for me by the time I got to the top. It was great. Yeah. Yeah, and that red truck too. And it's a really nice guy named Scott. Where you know we ran into him actually multiple times on that trip, which is so weird. But I don't know. I'll tell that story a little bit later in this. but yeah, I mean we would stay in all these crazy places. Like this little shed, I think cost us like $20 for the night. And I think this was the top of Emery Pass in the Gila National Forest. So just beautiful views and not impossible to do. I mean, you're 65 in this picture, you know, and you made it to the top, you know, technically. But yeah, so you cheated. It's bullshit. Yeah, so we got through New Mexico and Arizona, and then we got to Texas, and Texas is so freaking weird. We found this like Prada store in the middle of nowhere. There was no town for like 40 miles between, but random Prada store. And stayed in a town called Marfa, where they had these, I always say wrong, airliners or Airstream.
Airstreams,
where they renovate them like from the 70s and then rent them out for $250 a night and like just super hipster about it. So they wanted to charge more for something kind of that barely worked. It's just like these like artsy fartsy communities, and then they have like a Target store like that just does not make sense at all. I don't get West Texas. It's just full of so many weird spots. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any stories about West Texas? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
My favorite place to be was probably West Texas. I mean, after it's all desert, and so it's just dry and hot, and
people are a little strange.
Yeah, people were interesting out there. It actually, the whole state of Texas was one third of the whole ride. So, yeah, question. No, it's locked. It's like completely sealed. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was an art installment. Yeah, someone came out. I mean, I was dying to buy one of those purses, but they wouldn't let me in. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just so weird. Like they just have this, they call it an art installment, but I think it's like a collection from 1993. I know that very well because I know those shoes. Target, I have no clue. It was in the middle, just this little building. It's probably like the same idea. Someone thought it'd be cute to like put a Target on the outside, but it was infested with bees, so I didn't really want to go all the way inside. So that I'll just take a peek in here. Yeah. So the bees were on sale at that point. This is still Texas. We got to this one place that was really interesting. It was like a commune almost, I want to say, where like everyone stayed there for free and you could come and go as you pleased, but they had one shack left. And this is after like a 40-mile ride. And this shack barely fit one person. Like it was really hot, so we tried to open the window and all these hornets fell out of the window. And we're just like, oh, do we really want to stay here? So we decided no, and like the next town was 52 miles away at like three or four in the afternoon, so we decided like, fudge it, let's just do this. I'm trying not to cuss, sorry. we had it was all like a tailwind downhill, but 52 miles. Like some of these like days you really had to improvise and kind of figure out some way to find a place to sleep at night. So yeah, we were definitely not about camping on that trip. We wanted to find a motel. So yeah, that was Texas. And we just, you meet all these interesting people. Like we stayed at this budget inn and this guy wanted to like take our pictures and have us post reviews and wanted to like put our pictures up in his hostel. Like it was just so weird. Like everyone wanted to tell you their life story once they saw you like wearing spandex and riding a weird bike. So we got like so many people to open up about everything all at once. And I don't know. It was unique, but, and then, this guy was one of those cases. This is Mitch. Interesting story. Do we have much time? I don't want to like go over. All right. So.
You want to hear about Mitch?
Yeah. Mitch was interesting. We were sitting outside of this really shitty like podunk hotel. I mean, really bad podunk hotel. And like we were trying to get like the Wi-Fi to work, and it only worked outside of it. So we're sitting on this bench. And this guy walks up to us out of nowhere, and he just sits down. And all he says is, "You know what? I should be dead right now." and we don't even know what to say to that. So we're like, "Okay, well, what happened?" And he goes in this long life story about all these times that he's almost died, and he's broken all the sins in the Bible and all this stuff. But he's on Earth for some reason, and he thinks it's to help us somehow. So he's like, "Well, how can I help y'all? Like, what can I do for you?" And I get this stupid idea that I'm like, "Well, hey, Mitch, like, I want to go shoot someone's gun in Texas. Can you help me with that?" And then he just looks at me like straight into my soul, and he says, "Well, you ain't gonna shoot me my own gun, are you?" And I say, "I'll try not, Mitch." Oh, and you had this thing, or yes, you had it.
Oh yeah. Well, I had to tell everybody in West Texas that this is my son and not my partner. And Mitch was really relieved to hear that. He says, "You don't know how relieved that makes me feel."
Every time you tell that, I just think, like, we do not look like partners. Like, obviously, we look alike. We're father, son. I guess, yeah.
Shaved legs, Lycra.
Exactly. Yeah, you never know. Yeah. He saw a little bit of everything that day. But, yeah, so he took us, like, literally 20 feet behind the hotel, and he's like, "Here we go." And he sets up, like, a pillow on the hood of his truck and then starts firing off rounds at the sign, and we start... shooting at beer cans and shit. And but he had a stipulation. So he said, you know, I'll let you shoot my gun. Now you need to return the favor for me. And I thought, oh boy, West Texas, here we go. What do you want, Mitch? He says, oh, well, I got money. I struck oil, so I got millions. I'm fine. But I really want to work at a carnival. Do you think you can make that happen? And I just said, like, no, Mitch, I have no idea how to do that for you. But I'll try, you know. So this is like kind of a big shout out. If anyone knows any jobs at carnivals that I can give to Mitch Orr, pass them my way. I kind of owe him a favor. So that was weird. We could have died.
Been buried in the desert back there.
Yeah, this was his golf course too. He's making a golf course in the middle of the desert. Again, West Texas, you know, it's freaking weird. But I think, yeah, you know, like more weird West Texas stuff, like soup of the day, beer. And like, you know, like it was every ranch we drove by, it would have like this weird cross configuration. I thought that was kind of funny because it looks like he's getting impaled by a cross in his back. But yeah, I don't know, just all sorts of weird stuff you see on the road out there. What do we have next? Again, I don't know. I took too many pictures of Texas here, but I thought, yeah, we went through a town called Old Gay Hill. I thought that was kind of funny, but clearly they're kind of illiterate. You know, you can't spell pumpkin very well. Texpunk. These are like next to that rooster, next behind the Conoco. These are all like mannequins legs sticking out of this little pedestal, like. Weird, like artsy-fartsy kind of towns all over the place out there. I don't know how to explain it. It's just the experience is the weird part. So, man, I feel like I was flicking the bird a lot on this trip. I was trying to flip off Texas as we finally got out of there. But yeah, I mean, there was so much more poverty than I realized too on this trip. I think someone called it poverty porn, and I was like, that is exactly what this is. It's just so fascinating. I mean, this whole setup right here was just in someone's backyard that they just kind of thought, I don't want to take to the dump, so just put it in my backyard. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to add to that or not?
Oh, not really. Just keep going.
All right, I got it. I'll take it down.
Through the states.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, Louisiana, like bullet holes through signs. Going for rides on ferries, hanging out in New Orleans on Halloween night, finally getting to Mississippi. Yeah, I'm trying to speed it up, so I don't have any stories. Oh, this is Duretha. This is where that, I was talking about that guy named Scott. So we met him in a random, we met him on top of the hill, on top of Emery Pass, and then like 2 days later, we sit down in a restaurant, and sure enough, like we get seated right next to Scott, just in the middle of nowhere. And you know, we say hi and exchange pleasantries and stuff. And you know, he goes his own way. And as we get up to pay our bill, our waitress tells us, oh, someone already paid for it for you. Like you're all taken care of. Yeah. So we thought, oh, it's Scott. What a nice guy. You know, like we need to find a way to like pay this forward. So like, I don't know, month and a half later, I find this lady on the side of the road who's like, got one flat tire, the other tire's just pissing out air. And we, like, I figured, you know, what's going on? She's almost on the verge of tears, so she has no idea what to do. She can't afford to pay for a tow truck. And I think, I have a AAA card. Like, I could totally do this for you, no problem. So we wait for, like, 2 hours for this tow truck to show up. And sure enough, it's the wrong tow truck, so we have to wait another 2 hours. But I got to know her really well, and I thought, like, well, this is, like, my way to pay it forward from Scott, you know? And I thought, like, this is kind of a cool anecdotal thing that... It goes to show like any small favor, no matter what it is, can move someone in some way to help someone else out. So, I mean, you know, you never know, like whatever you do that helps someone can help someone else down the road. But anyways, yeah. So next time I come back to Louisiana, she's going to cook us a home cooked meal. So can't wait for that. But, yeah, we finally got to Florida, the last frickin' state. Really happy to see that. The beaches were pretty neat. What do we got? Yeah, I got to go to a Trump rally. That was really interesting. Yeah, we were there for the election, and that was kind of a fascinating time to be in the South because like everyone was supporting Trump, and you know we were getting told that like Hillary's in the lead, and we just sat there and we thought we saw three Hillary signs that whole ride, maybe two, but. It felt weird, you know, like it was kind of a weird harbinger of what was to come. But Yeah, I mean, this is the gas station we stopped at selling guns, which, like, maybe I'm a little sheltered, but that seems a little weird to me. And then, hanging out next to the ocean. I think that was, like, our second to last day. I think the next one has a good picture of it. Yeah, your tan lines. This guy didn't wear sunscreen a single day the whole trip. Yeah, you're right, whatever. So... So yeah, we made it. You know, we dipped the rear tire in the Pacific and the front tire in the Atlantic. Technically, I didn't want to pick up the whole bike, so I thought this counts.
Lazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's pretty much it. I think the biggest thing I took out of that trip was how amazing people were. There's so many nice people out there, and all the time we get told that like people are scary or there's people out to get you out there, but not. I could count the number of times on my left hand, like. Close calls with cars or any time I felt in danger. So I just think, you know, in reality, people are amazing and they are so willing to help out whenever you need the help. So I thought that was really neat. If I ever lost faith in humanity, it definitely regained it on that trip. I don't know, do you have like a takeaway message from the whole trip?
Oh, well that, but it was just so much fun being with my son and being able to do things. That was the best part.
And that's it. That's all we got. So that is our ride across the country.
Give it up for Kevin Temple.
Thanks, guys.
Fantastic.
With 2 minutes to spare, excellent work.
Questions? Do you have any questions?
No. We'll let you guys. We gotta finish the trivia, and then they can ask you questions one on one. We gotta keep moving.
We got the lightning round of trivia.
We got lightning round. We got the rest of the thing. So I guess we're just bring up our tie from round one. So is Catherine still here? So bring up both of you guys. And then our round two winner was, there we go. And Christian for, I forgot your name. So I'm going to get that again. And Christian from round. So everybody, what was your name again?
Douglas.
Douglas. All right. We got four this round. So here's the thing. Here's what I've been doing something wrong all night. Is that Topo was nice enough to give us actually prizes for each round. We didn't give away. So the top three of you are gonna get a prize. Actually, no. You know what? There's four prizes. Yeah. Everybody gets a prize. It works out good. All right. So
maybe they get to choose their prize.
Well, the grand prize. Rick, do you want to come? Where's Rick's here? Yeah. You want to come up and talk about these real quick and just tell us what we got here for our. So Rick from Topo, everybody.
Is this thing on? Okay. Hi, I'm Rick. I'm the brand manager for Topo Designs.
If you guys want to kill like an hour of your day, get on the Topo website and it'll just like draws
drool.
You in and yeah, the store is even worse. Better.
Yeah,
something.
I mean, Chris gave a lowdown earlier. We're a local Colorado company, started right here in the basement in Fort Collins. So we donated a few things from our Fort Collins shop, which is right next to Crown Pub on College Avenue. We've got a logo tee, we've got our water Nalgene, we've got logo Dynex mug, stackable double wall insulation, and then our brand new bike bag, which I'm
this is for our
super
champion
psyched, super this is for psyched our about
trivia champion.
So yeah, we're happy to support and take it away, bright minds.
All right, thank you. Thanks. Rick. This is if you win tonight, the grand champion of revenge of the NoCo Bike Show trivia, we'll walk away with this. This is great. So you didn't finish. So you guys are kind of new to bike gear. Is that, am I correct in that? You guys are. This is kind of an introduction to the bike gear world.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We might have some plans.
Might be some more plans coming. You'll come back next month.
There's so many companies that do it well.
Yeah.
But we're not trying to like step on their toes, but we're trying to be super accessible for the normal everyday bike.
But does this represent the first bike specific piece of gear you guys have? All right.
Yep.
Cool. So you guys are here first. So, all right. Without any further ado, are you guys? So everybody here by definition knows the rules. So there's really no excuse for not understanding or following the rules.
Does everybody have pockets? Put your hands in your pockets.
I'm pretty sure there's four questions in this round. I'm almost positive I put four questions in this one. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Okay, ready? All right, we got this? Dan's judging. You guys are going. Here we go. What initiative kicked off this week at the National Bike Summit? The A, Bike Friendly Driver Program. B, Active Transportation Leadership Institute. C, the America Bikes Challenge. Or D, the relaunch of Tour de Trump?
Douglas.
Douglas gets that one.
B.
B, the Active Transportation Leadership Institute. Yes, you're correct. Nicely done. So this was the coolest thing that happened this year at the National Bike Summit. So the League of American Cyclists and the Alliance for Biking and Walking have kind of been merging over the last year or so. And one of the products of that is the development of a summit that's essentially designed for leaders in active transportation advocacy and policy design. And they're going to go national with it. It's really cool. It gets a little wonky and nerdy, but it's going to be good for us. I'm going to be part of it, and I think a lot of other people in town are going to be part of it. But stay tuned for how that works out. You guys ready? Round two. All right, here we go. Which major intersection was closed this week to accommodate major repairs and upgrades? Shields and Elizabeth, Prospect and College, Lincoln at the Poudre Trail, or D, all of the above? Anybody? Did anybody see that?
Huh?
No. D. No. I didn't want you guys to give the answers. I wanted you to vote for
who
got it first.
Hand up.
We think Catherine got it?
Yep. All of the above.
All of the above were, in fact, have been closed for repairs. That's for Collins in the spring.
And I was at each of those intersections on one trip one time.
On bike or the car?
Both.
Are you ready
really
for...
Really bad day.
All right. Are you ready for number three? So where are we at? So we got one and one. All right. Okay. Ready? Are you guys ready? Which of the following isn't a new bike share location? Now, we got this earlier today. A, Village of Redwood. B, West Elizabeth. C, LaPorte and Taft. Or D, none of the above.
Douglas
got that. LaPorte and Taft is not a new bike share location. Douglas gets it. Douglas is paying attention. All right, good work. Give it up for Douglas, everybody. So where are we at now? So now the fourth question is either going to be a tie if Catherine takes it, or our friend Douglas wins. So.
She's my partner. She gets whatever.
Oh, all right. So are you guys ready for number four? All right, so number four is, which of the following is not a 2017 trail project from Over the Mountain Bike Club? A, new trail at Herman Park. B, new trail at Horse Thief Draw. C, new trail at Young Gulch. Or D, a new trail at Prairie Ridge.
That was Catherine.
A new trail at Horse Thief Draw is correct. Dan Porter made that up. Just made it up.
If I ever get to name a trail, that's it. Horse Thief Draw.
So I guess we have a tie again. Great. Awesome. Everything's good. So, but what are we going to do? How do we break a tie?
Number between 1 and 10.
Number between 1 and 10 is what we're doing? What do we got? We don't have anything else on here. Do you... How did this happen? This is humiliating for me, you guys. You guys are having fun with this. What's that? No, you can have fun. We're all having fun. Everybody's having fun. I just don't know who to give the prize to. Rock, paper, scissors? Okay, come on. You guys come out and do rock, paper, scissors. All right. Well, everybody gets something, right? Okay.
Are the coupons, like, does he have, like, 50% off?
I think, Kelly. Yeah, just find Kelly afterwards. She'll let you know how this actually works. She'll figure something out.
You either get one really good discount, or you have to buy a lot of mattresses.
Okay, are you ready? Here's how we're going to do this. You guys do this. You guys figure that out. Are you guys good?
One, two, three, shoot.
One, two, three, shoot. I think Douglas wins the night. Fast Ron McGraw here. Douglas wins the night, everybody. Give it up for Douglas. So Douglas, take home the cool new Topo handlebar bag. You get second choice of the wonderful prizes that Topo provided. And then you two fight amongst yourselves. So that's it, guys. That's all we got tonight. Please feel free to hang out for a little bit, ask some questions of the folks that are up here. And thanks to our sponsors, Urban Mattress and Topo Designs, all their support.